The National Cotton Council and 66 other cotton and related industry organizations recently sent a letter to Senate and House Agriculture Committee leadership and all conferees on the 2018 Farm Bill Conference Committee. The letter outlined the key priorities and concerns for the cotton industry as Congress works to resolve the differences in the House and Senate versions of the Farm Bill. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with more details.
Over the course of August, House and Senate Agriculture Committee staff have continued to meet in an effort to try to resolve differences between the House and Senate versions of the 2018 Farm Bill. During this time, there have been weekly calls as well between the chairman and ranking members of the committees to get an update on the progress and try to provide additional direction to the staff negotiations. Earlier this week, Chairman Roberts, who will chair the conference committee, announced that the first public meeting of the full committee would occur on September 5th, which is the week that the House returns from their August recess. Between now and then, we expect a lot of staff work to continue, but decisions on the major differences and issues between the two bills, those decisions will not be made and those differences worked out until both the House and Senate are back in September and members can meet face-to-face to start making some of those tough decisions.
However, in advance of that, the National Cotton Council organized a letter that was signed by 66 other state, regional, and national cotton and commodity organizations.
That letter was sent to both the House and Senate Ag Committee chairman and ranking members outlining the key priorities and concerns of the cotton industry as the negotiations take place on the final Farm Bill. Those top line concerns included, one, addressing the actively engaged provisions that were included in the Senate bill that are essentially unworkable for most family farms and need to be removed from the final legislation. Secondly, there was a recommendation to ensure that the current adjusted gross income test, means test level, remains at the current level and is not reduced again as the Senate bill would do. Third, there are improvements in the House bill for both upland and ELS cotton marketing loan provisions, and we want to make sure those are maintained in the final version of the legislation. Another key priority for the cotton industry is to ensure that the Economic Adjustment Assistance Program for U.S. textile mills is fully funded at a minimum at the current level for the lifetime of the upcoming Farm Bill. The Senate version does not provide full funding for the new Farm Bill, while the House bill provides a slight increase in funding. So we want to make sure that that program remains fully funded at a minimum at the current payment level that's available today. So we'll continue to work with our allies in the House and Senate to make sure that those priorities are contained in the final version of the 2018 Farm Bill.